The New South Wales State Government has drafted a new set of guidelines to ensure koalas' habitats are better managed following a relentless cycle of droughts and bushfires which have decimated koala numbers up and down the coasts. These guidelines will restrict how landholders and timber harvesters can use their land through designated ecozones and koala habitat maps. Talia Kreft asked Dr. Stuart Blanche, who is the World Wildlife Fund's Senior Manager for Land Clearing and Restoration, what impact he expects the new state environment planning policy will have on koala populations.
Well, we welcomed the koala habitat protection planning policy in terms of it has a much broader definition of core koala habitat, much better mapping and information, and it had a much larger number of eucalypt tree species that are used by koalas. Back in the couple of decades ago, there were only 10 eucalypt species identified as core koala habitat. Now it's 123. So that's very welcome. But to make those good changes have a real impact on the ground, local councils that have koalas in their council area really need to be developing plans of management that map using good recent vegetation mapping where koalas are. And currently, less than a dozen of the 83 or so councils with that koala habitat in New South Wales have plans of management. So we need a lot more plans of management by councils. And the reality is the New South Wales government needs to financially support councils to do the mapping and develop the plans to help councils look after their koala habitat.
Do you expect that most councils will take up the new SEPP once it's been finalised?
No, I don't, because it will cost councils many hundreds of thousands of dollars, perhaps in the low millions, if they need to start from scratch developing a koala plan of management. So councils are often cash-strapped, particularly now after bushfires and COVID. They'll need support by government.
What are the key reasons why World Wildlife Fund is calling for koalas, for their status to be upgraded to endangered from vulnerable as they're currently listed?
Koalas are a bit of a representative species for wildlife that lives in our amazing forests and woodlands, and koala numbers continue to decline across New South Wales and Queensland. We commissioned BioLink, expert koala consultancy, to estimate the trajectory of koala populations in Queensland over the last 20 years, and the International Fund for Animal Welfare commissioned similar work for New South Wales. Both studies found that koala numbers have roughly halved in the last 20 years in both states, and that satisfies the definition by the International Union for the Conservation of Nature and Australia's own federal environment laws to have a species listed as endangered.
Do you think that both state and federal governments have been doing enough to conserve koalas after the devastating bushfires?
I don't think the New South Wales government is serious yet about saving koalas from extinction. The New South Wales koala strategy, released a few years ago, was very weak. It had some good elements, which has led to the koala habitat protection policy, but it does not address the fundamental drivers of the koala extinction crisis, which is deforestation through bulldozing or logging koala habitat. Federally, the Federal Environment Minister still has not released a koala habitat, a koala recovery plan nationally. And so we call on the New South Wales Premier and the Federal Environment Minister to work together to strengthen laws, state and federal level, to protect trees, koala homes, to invest a lot more money into reforestation to create new koala habitat, to release a national koala recovery plan, and to ensure that we quickly have an energy transition to renewables.
Dr. Stuart Blanche speaking there with Talia Kreft.